USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Two U.S. Army helicopters on a training flight collided in Alaska yesterday, leaving three soldiers dead and a fourth injured. A spokesman for the U.S. Army Alaska, John Pennell, is reporting each of the AH-64 Apache helicopters involved in the crash were carrying two people. The crash happened near Healy, Alaska, while returning to Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks. Healy, Alaska is roughly 250 miles north of Anchorage. Cleanup crews are responding after a tornado swept through Florida last night.
A tornado warning stretched across multiple counties and one touched down in Hosford. Dozens of buildings and homes were destroyed and every resident in Hosford lost power. A severe weather threat is still in effect across most of Florida and parts of southern Georgia. The National Weather Service predicts severe storms to continue to progress east-southeast across the Big Bend area today. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russia has launched a wave of airstrikes this morning against cities across Ukraine, including Kyiv, leaving at least 12 people dead. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the apartment block was among 10 residential buildings that were attacked and shows further international action is needed to be taken against invading Russia. Chinese authorities have done an about-face after launching an open-for-business message to global investors. In the past several weeks, reports from the area to the Wall Street Journal say Chinese authorities have questioned staff at consulting firm Bain & Company's Shanghai office in a surprise visit, launched a cybersecurity review of imports from chipmaker Micron Technologies, detained an employee of Japanese drug maker Astellas Pharma, and raided the Beijing office of U.S. due diligence company Minsk Group. Today is National Arbor Day. Broadleaf, evergreen, conifer. How well do you really know your trees? This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A pair of Russian comedians apparently pulled off a prank against the chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell reportedly gave an interview to a Russian comedy duo pretending to be Ukrainian President Zelensky in a fake Russian TV broadcast. The central bank confirmed that Powell fell for the pair in January. The BBC reports clips circulating the internet show Powell talking about an intense economic slowdown after the bank tried to calm price increases. A spokesperson for the Fed told The Hill that it was a friendly conversation and no sensitive or confidential matters were talked about. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former Vice President Mike Pence testified yesterday before a grand jury investigating January 6. This is the first time in modern political era that a vice president has given testimony in an investigation on a president they served alongside. Smith was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland last year to investigate Trump in multiple cases. Trump is campaigning for president again in the key early voting state of New Hampshire.
During his rally speech in Manchester, Trump railed against President Biden.
Next year, we're going to make history together when we win New Hampshire primary for the third straight time.
He added, calling Biden grossly incompetent and a threat to democracy. He said the 2024 presidential election will be a choice between strength and weakness. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at wagthensave.com. That's wagthensave.com. Wagon Save offers fast two-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's wagthenSave.com.